The next mida, the ninth, v'sashlich b'metzulos yom kol chatoisam, as the pasuk continues. Zum mida taiva l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is a mida taiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we're going to have to understand clearly what he means the time of the day with this mida, and it's another mida that we have to emulate. Shari Yisrael chatu, Klal Yisrael did averis. What happened? Misarim b'yat paroi. Klal Yisrael were put into the hands of Paroi. V'shavu b'tshuva, they did tshuva. Lama yanish Paroi. So why should Paroi get punished? That's the cycle. Klal Yisrael lives. Klal Yisrael does averis. Klal Yisrael is put to a predicament where they're forced to do tshuva, so to speak. And then they do tshuva. So someone brought about that Klal Yisrael should do tshuva. How is that? They were put into the hands of Paroi. Whereas he continues, V'chein Sancherev, V'chein Haman, V'daimeim, all these terrible leaders who Klal Yisrael was subjected to them because of the fact that Klal Yisrael did Averis. And they accomplished. What did they accomplish? That Klal Yisrael did Tshuva. Okay, so continue on. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish Haman and Sancherev and Paroi and all these Rishon? What was needed was accomplished. Now, Klal Yisrael will chayze b'tshuva. So, let everyone live. Klal Yisrael lives, and let these Rishoyim live because everything was accomplished. Why should they get punished? En HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesnachem b'lvad le meshavu b'tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, okay, they did tshuva. Im kein lo yeh lehem oid ra, no bad will happen now. Im kein yistalik haman ne'alehem. Now, Haman should be removed from them, Oy Paroi, Oy Sancherev, and then let Paroi and Sancherev and Haman live. Ze lo yaspik. That's not enough. El Yoshev Amal Haman al Roishoi, v'chein Paroi, v'chein Sancherev. They're going to be punished for what they did. Why is that so? Incidentally, the Gemara brings in Kamsa Bar Kamsa and the Sugya and Gittin, which we're going to be learning now in Yoni Tisha B'Av, where it says that B'nei Bonov Shel Haman, the descendants of Haman, are learning Torah in B'nei Brak. Isn't that unbelievable? The descendants of Haman HaRasha? And the Balei Musa say that that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let anything be unpaid. And it's true, Haman was a terrible Rasha, and he hurt Klal Yisrael. He wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and they were being pained all along until Yud Gimel Adar came around. But you know what? Klal Yisrael did tshuva. So a great tshuva was brought about because of Haman. Schar has to be given to Haman. And therefore his descendants, the Balei Musa say, receive that schar, that they are now learning Torah in B'nai Brak. But Lemaisa, Haman was killed, and his 10 sons were killed. So Frek the time of Devarah, why is that, that Haman should suffer? This is a kasha that the Rishonim deal with. The Ramban brings it in Parshas Lech Lecha. He discusses it. He brings his pshat. He brings the Rambam's pshat. They say different pshatim, different terutzim to this kasha. We'll just say their terutzim for today. The Rambam, he brings, the Rambam's actually in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam says that Paroi went too far. He went overboard. The Rambam says, "Valakosu b'atayr va'avodum ve'inu oisom harigazer al hamitzriim la'asos ra uksiv v'kam ha'am hazevut zona achrei alehei necher haratz harigazer al yisrael la'avodakum v'lam anifrim ehem." So the Rambam says, "Lefisha loy gazer al ish poloni hayadua shiyehu hazayne elakol echad ve'echad me'oisim hazaynim la'avodakum." In other words, who's supposed to do it? It's true, Klal Yisrael has to suffer for certain averes that they did. But who's supposed to bring that about? Who says it has to be Paroi? Paroi decides to do it? Paroi is going to get punished for that. Haman went ahead and he's going to bring about bad to Klal Yisrael? Who asked Haman to do it? It's true, Klal Yisrael has to suffer. They have to be afraid of this death threat. But who says Haman has to do it? That's what they're getting punished for. The Ramban says, because they went too far. They went overboard and what they did to Klal Yisrael. And for that, they're going to get punished. Talmud Devarah doesn't learn this way. Talmud Devarah has a different mahalach. It's a little bit more kabbalistic. We'll start reading it, and we'll continue with it tomorrow. V'atam la'anhagazu, who besoid v'nosa ha'soyer olav eskol avoynoysa v'el eretz gzera, which is in the avoydes yom ha'kippurim, in which the sar, which goes la'azazel, it carries all the averis of Klal Yisrael. U'perushoy, sh'ha'sar noyse avoynoys mamish. It carries the avoinus, the averis of Klal Yisrael. V'zeh kosh ma'oid. V'chi Yisrael chotu v'asar noyse. What is this all about? Klal Yisrael does averis, and the sar has to carry their averis. And here's where he continues, a little kabbalistic. We'll see what we can do with it in Mirza Hashem tomorrow.